سبح الملك لله رب العالمين لا شريك لك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك يا رب العالمين أعوذ بكلمات الله التامة من شر ما خلق بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حديث في ديني السري عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لما خلق الله الخلق كتب في كتاب فهو عنده فوق العرش إن رحمتي تغلب غضبي. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentions, reported from Hazrat Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created the creation, then he wrote in a book, and that book is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that inna rahmati, that verily my mercy overpowers my anger. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy takes over. When Allah Pak gets upset and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets upset, then his mercy even overpowers the level that he gets upset. Another hadith is mentioned, inna rahmati sabaqad ghadabi, that my mercy overtakes my anger. So in other words, whatever level of anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah obviously is no limit, but for our understanding purposes, whatever level Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets angry, his mercy is even more than that. So in all conditions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy overtakes his anger, to show how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And the other hadith we did, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول جعل الله الرحمة منه مئة جزء فأمسك عنده تسعة وتسعين وأنزل في الأرض جزءا واحدا فمن ذلك الجزء يتراحم الخلائق. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made 100 portions for mercy. In other words, mercy was taken and divided into 100 portions. فَأَمْسَكَ عِنْدَهُ تِسْعَةُ وَتِسْعِينَ 99 portion Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept it by him. And وَأَنْزَلَ فِي الْأَرْضِ جُزْءًا, Allah Pak has only sent one down to the earth. So every type of compassion, every type of mercy, every type of love that is demonstrated by any creature, animal, wild, tame, domesticated, it doesn't matter what animal it is, what creature it is, what bird it is, what fish it is, you'll find every one of them protect the young, protect the newly born. Every one of them has some type of love. Then you look at the love of the insan that he has for all his creation, for all his children, for his family, etc. And then normal love and mercy that one insan has for another person is driving on the highway. He sees somebody stuck on the side, he stops to help. Normal mercy that Allah Pak has put is all from this 1%. Somebody sees an accident, immediately he takes out his phone, he tries to help. Why? Because now this is from the mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. He sees a blind person or an old person, he wants to help him. It's also from the mercy. So every single thing is from that one mercy. And this is from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, right up till the time of Qiyamah. You'll find that one mercy is prevailing. So you can imagine how vast that 1% is. That 1%, how vast it is. That every single type of love and mercy, that mother kissing her child. There was once a blind woman that was asked that if you were given sight for 1 minute, or given sight for 1 second, 1 moment, what would you like to see? If you were given sight for 1 moment just to see something, what would you like to see? So she replied, I would like to see the smile of a child. That's what I would like to see. I just like to see that smile on a child's face, because hearing the child laugh, hearing the child, etc., I like to just see that expression on the child's face. In other words, that level of a blind woman given one chance, that even that mercy in her heart to see the child smiling, that also is from that 1%. So everything that, every type of love that is shown is from 1%. So that 99%, as hadith is saying, فَمِنْ ذَلِكَ الْجُزْءِ يَتَرَاحَمُ الْخَلَائِقِ حَتَّى تَرْفَعَ الدَّابَةُ حَافِرَهَا عَنْ وَلَدِهَا خَشْيَةَ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُ. The hadith further going to say that even that animal lifting up its foot, just so that it doesn't stamp, it's careful now, that it mustn't stamp or hurt that child, that baby animal that's there would eat. Even that lifting up of that foot also is from this 1%. The other hadith we did, which is part of this, another narration, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved this 99% for the day of Qiyamah. So you can imagine what Josh will come on that day. For one day, you got the whole life, a whole, from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to Qiyamah, that 1% is being shed. On that day when 99% will come, can you imagine? Can anybody who lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that 99% will kick in. Obviously, there is no limit. When we say 100%, it's not limiting Allah's mercy to a certain fixed amount. But for our understanding purposes, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to give so much. So we should do something little in return. At least we should reply and we should return that favor and kindness Allah Pak is showing with our level of obedience. Today's hadith an Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fima yahki an Rabbihi tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu is reporting from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who in turn is relating from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means that this hadith is Qudsi. Qala aznaba abdun dhamba. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one person he may commit a sin. Faqala Allahumma ghfir li dhambi. Then he made his dua, oh Allah, forgive my sin. فقال الله تبارك وتعالى أذنب عبدي ذنبا فعلم أن له ربا يغفر الذنب ويأخذ بالذنب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies that this is my servant, he committed a sin knowing that I am Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I punish for sins and also I forgive. So in other words, this person didn't just commit a sin knowing that I only forgive, he knew also that I punish. This is showing to the extent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, that a person has committed a sin knowing that Allah Pak punishes for sin, but he still committed the sin. Then this person, ثم عاد فأذنب, then this person, he made tawbah. فقال أي ربي اغفر لي ذنبي. And then he said, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive my sin. فقال تبارك وتعالى أذنب عبدي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that my servant has sinned. فعلم أن له ربا يغفر الذنب ويأخذ بالذنب. My servant knows that I forgive sins and also I punish a person for his sin. ثم عاد فأذنب. قال أي ربي اغفر لي ذنبي فقال تبارك وتعالى أذنب عبدي ذنبا فعلم أن له ربا يغفر الذنب ويأخذ بالذنب. So three times this happened, that the person three times sinned and he asked Allah Pak to forgive him. Allah Pak is saying that he knows that I punish a person, I take him to task for what sin he has done, and he also knows that I forgive it, but despite that this person still committed the sin and he's asking me for forgiveness, I forgive him. The hadith says, قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لِعَبْدِي فَلْيَفْعَلْ مَا شَاءَ. I have forgiven my servant and he may do what he pleases. Ulama explained from this that it means that so long as a person makes tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't matter how many times he commits the sins. He can go on committing sins. Obviously, a person shouldn't deliberately commit sins, but if a person mistakenly commits sins, he go on asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Pak will go on forgiving him. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't stop at the point and say, no more forgiveness for you. Allah Pak goes on forgiving him, despite him continuing committing sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.